I'm Doug Bernard reporting. In Davos, Switzerland today, U.S. President Donald Trump, as expected, spoke about trade, regulatory reform, and a strong economy, while also touting the United States as a good place to do business.
The world is witnessing the resurgence of a strong and prosperous America. I'm here to deliver a simple message. There has never been a better time to hire, to build, to invest, and to grow in the United States. America is open for business, and we are competitive once again. The American economy is by far the largest in the world, and we've just enacted the most significant tax cuts and reform in American history.
However, not everyone in Davos was happy to see the president. Anya Shiffrin is a professor at Columbia University.
You know, since Donald Trump has become president, he's been attacking all of the institutions that are vital for democracy. He's been going after the media. He's been going after academia. He's going after rule of law. He's doing tax cuts for the rich. He's trying to take away people's health care. I believe he's incredibly dangerous.
Prior to the speech, Mr. Trump tried to repair relations with Rwandan President Paul Kagame, after using profanity to describe African countries. Also in Davos, President Trump dismissed New York Times and Washington Post reports that he wanted to fire special counsel Robert Mueller in June of last year, but only backed off when the White House counsel threatened to resign rather than follow the order. Mr. Trump said the story was, quote, fake news. This is VOA News. Kenya's opposition says it will swear in Raila Odinga as president next week. Opposition leaders maintain that Mr. Odinga won the 2017 presidential election over the declared winner, President Uhuru Kenyatta. Mr. Kenyatta was named the winner of the August 2017 election, but in a development, the Supreme Court there overturned the results, saying it found illegalities in the transmission of the results. The Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, or IEBC, then organized a second election. Tuesday is set for Mr. Odinga's so-called inauguration. Three Western European intelligence sources have told Reuters News that North Korea shipped coal to Russia last year, which was then delivered to South Korea and Japan in a likely violation of UN sanctions. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
The revelations come after U.S. President Donald Trump accused Russia of helping North Korea skirt sanctions in a separate way by getting banned supplies. Russia's foreign ministry didn't respond to a request for comment on the coal shipments. Coal is an important funding source for Pyongyang's missile programs. The sources said it was offloaded in Russia before being placed onto separate ships for transport to South Korea and Japan. It's not clear which companies at the final destinations would have profited, and Reuters couldn't determine whether the ships on that second half of the journey knew the origins of their cargo. But Russian port documents show their listed destination as back in North Korea. Shipping tracking data shows otherwise.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Venezuela's top court has excluded the opposition coalition from the upcoming presidential election. That's a move that virtually ensures that leftist President Nicolas Maduro will win another term. Registration of parties and candidates to run in the election was slated to happen this weekend. The Supreme Court, however, told the National Election Council late Thursday to delay registration for 6 months. The court did not give a reason for its ruling. Grocery shoppers rioted in France when a supermarket chain deeply discounted jars of Nutella. Videos posted on social media showed huge crowds with people pushing, shoving, and grabbing as many jars as they could carry. In some stores, police had to be called out as scuffles broke out between customers. France is the second biggest consumer of Nutella, eating around 100 million jars per year, just behind Germany. In Washington, this is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. All the hits and more.